you remember the first time you got a pet? More specifically, a cat. No? Well, I do. It was probably about mid or late January whenever the thought about getting a cat was brought to my attention. It was my mom's friend who had mentioned it to her that she was taking care of a stray and looking for a home for her. She said the cat went to the doctor, got a checkup, and was spayed and everything. I wasn't against it. My mom wanted a friend for her dog, and she seemed really excited about it, so I said yes. It was, I believe, a few days after my mom had picked up the cat. She was black, who came with the name Ebony. She also has big green eyes, and she was fat. But that day, I really didn't see her, because after I came home, she was hiding under my mom's bed. It took us a while to finally get her to come out under the bed, and when she did, she was super friendly, except with my dog. And my dog was really scared of my cat, because she was always being mean to him. Anyway, she loved to hang out with my brother. It's like he had a new best friend. She would either be up on his lap whenever he was playing a video game, or sitting next to him on his bed. So everything seemed good. And then Fat Tuesday came around. I was in this class doing some sort of writing activity when my phone started to buzz. I knew it was my mom probably asking me about dinner or something else, so I ignored it. Then it buzzed again, and again, and again. And at this point, it got very irritating. Then I thought to myself, what could be so important at 7 o'clock in the morning? I looked down to check my phone. Now, do you remember when I said my cat was spayed and that we thought she was fat? Well, it turns out that the fact that she was giving birth under my mom's bed and after attacking my dog. I think the baby count was up to 2 by first period, then it went to 3 later that day, and whenever I got home, it was 4. We put them downstairs whenever they were ready to be moved. We later got to naming them Bucky, Ruth, Peeps, and Susie Q, who is now Sylvester after learning that he's a boy. We are now in the process of finding them homes, but we haven't had much luck yet. So now I could say that I had a cat that gave birth in my house, and now I will always get a second opinion when dealing with the vets.